Welcome to the Live Limitless podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Gigi Meyer, and we're going to be having a lot of conversations with experts in fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, in general health, but also in things like relationships, family, faith, business, sports, you name it. And we really just want this to be a space where you can learn how to break through all the things holding you back from living to your true potential one by one. It's time to live limitless. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Live Limitless podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Gigi, and today I'm going to be going solo, hopefully in a short and sweet episode. We'll see how it goes. But I'm going to talk about a philosophy that I've adopted and that has really changed the way that I've viewed fitness and the way I approach fitness. And I think it's going to be extremely helpful for a lot of you. But before I dive into that, I want to remind you to definitely go back, take a listen to my most recent podcast with my dad, where we talked about the key differences between having a victim mindset versus a victor mindset and just how crucial that is. We also talked about some fun things too, like a game-winning free throw shot that I made when I was a kid and how awesome that was. And then we also talked about just like some stories he had early on in his coaching career. And how he like wanted to quit multiple times, but my mom wouldn't let him. Like he wanted to like go full time into like construction and driving a forklift or something. And mom was like, nope, not doing that. Even though it paid way more than it did while he was a coach at the time. And then he also wanted to be a lawyer at a point. And my mom was like, nope, definitely not doing that either. You're going to be a coach because that's what you want to do because it's your dream. And so mom's basically the reason why my dad's not a forklift driver or a lawyer. So go Shells. But anyways, yeah, go back, take a listen. But today, like I said, a short and sweet episode, hopefully on a topic that essentially changed the way I viewed fitness. And now I can pretty much guarantee that I'm going to see results going forward for the rest of my life because of this specific philosophy. And I'm excited to talk about it because it's as I learn more and I grow in this fitness industry, and I work with more and more people, it's coming more and more apparent that this is a problem for so many people. And it was for me at a certain point. But the thing is, like, it's not their fault. It's the way things are portrayed in this industry and impacts the way that you like perceive the way you get results, the things that you're supposed to do to get results. And so today I want to share this philosophy, you know, that, like I said, has completely changed the way I see and approach fitness. And although it is pretty fitness and health specific, I think this philosophy is pretty relevant or aligned with a lot of different things. So before I dive into it, context matters, right? This philosophy is going to be especially helpful to people who are wanting to see results long-term. People, you know, who work out because they want to be healthy and they want to feel strong and capable long-term, not just do something quick and short for a vacation coming up, right? Or a trip coming up, but they want this to become a lifestyle for them. And yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I don't work out at all for superficial reasons. I mean, look good, feel good. Like it's a real thing, right? It absolutely ties into confidence too. And so, yeah, I want to look good too. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think where it gets dangerous is when that becomes the only reason. And at a time in my life, I think that was the only thing I was focusing on, and it was draining and unfulfilling. So yeah, like I said, context matters. This episode, this philosophy is going to be for those people who are wanting long-term sustainable results, forever. And so this philosophy, I feel like I'm saying that word a lot already. This philosophy, but that's what it is. It's a philosophy. And anyways, it's helped me adopt fitness into my lifestyle to where it's become a part of me now. And that's important because for anything that takes time, anything that you want to be sustainable, it has to be that way. Right. So let's first talk about that a little bit. Essentially the way things need to be in order for it to be sustainable. Right. So in our program, we talk about identity a lot. And for anything you want to be long-term sustainable and keep results coming forever, you have to make it a part of the fabric of who you are. You got to make it a part of you and not just something that you do here and there when you feel like it, right? Like a mom doesn't just decide to mom when she feels like it. Like she's up in the middle of the night, she's cooking her kids' meals, she's doing all the things that she needs to do whether she wants to or not, because it's just who she is. She's a mom. Being a mom is in her identity. And so she does mom things, right? So same thing with fitness and health. Like, you got to make it a part of the fabric of your identity. And it's not just something that you do when you feel like it. And that's one of the biggest problems I see, right? And so people, one problem is not making it a part of your identity. People are just doing it when they feel like it, right? The other problem is the strategy, like the method is awful, right? So people, you know, trying to get long-term sustainable results, but they're doing things like, you know, diets where they cut things out, low carb, low sugar, they go raw vegan. They, you know, do cleanses, juice diets and powders, and stuff like that. Things that are short-term and have an end date, or they opt for these crazy workout plans where they're like, I'm going to get up at 4:30 in the morning, work out 7 days a week, because, you know, they get this wave of motivation. And sure enough, anything like that, like, it's just common sense. When you stop, the results stop. And people struggle because they think it's their willpower that's failing them, and they've run out of motivation to stick to it. And so they no longer can do it. And that's, I mean, while that's might be the problem to an extent, I don't think that's the primary of the problem. I think the primary problem is some of the things that people are doing just simply are not sustainable, right? Some things people are doing literally are impossible to stick to. And so they're setting themselves up for failure by setting unrealistic expectations, and they're opting for a ridiculous method that nobody can stick to, but then also not having the right perspective, which leads me into this topic, this philosophy, because it's all about perspective. And so while the strategy is important to an extent, right? Like, you can't never eat a carb, or you can't, you know, never eat a gram of sugar for the rest of your life and never take an off day from working out ever again. You know, so that's one thing to consider, the method, right? The strategy. And if you're having a hard time finding the strategy that you can stick to, that's realistic for you, you know, you're not going to find it in a fad diet or in a cheap templated program. Like, you need a coach, but that's for another conversation, right? So strategy, we understand, is important, but a lot of success comes from just having the right perspective and the right mindset. That for me was one of the biggest shifts that I had in this philosophy specifically. And so this philosophy is, it's just all about perspective. And I call it the brick by brick philosophy, right? The brick by brick philosophy. So here's the thing. You hear of people comparing fitness or their workouts to a chore, right? Like, they're like, it feels like a chore. And so that's the first problem, because what's a chore? A chore is an item on a to-do list that is cyclical. It's completely cyclical. Like, taking out the trash, right? You take out the trash, it fills up again, then you take it out again, and then it fills up again, and you take it out again. You're never really accomplishing something. It's just something that you're checking off the list, and it's off the list until you do it again, right? Same thing with laundry, which I hate doing laundry, by the way. But when you do laundry, right? Like, a couple days later, the hamper is filled up again. And so you got to do laundry again, and then you got to do it again and again. So with a chore, you're never really building towards something. And the only reason you're doing it is probably just to get that fulfillment of checking it off the list, right? And until you have to do it again, like, that fulfillment of checking off the list, but you're never really building towards something. A chore is cyclical, right? You're never building towards something. And it's not like you're getting better at laundry. You're just doing, like, who cares to get better at laundry anyways? And so the big problem is people see fitness and they see their workouts that way. It's just something to check off the list until you got to do it again. And so they go into the workout mindlessly just to check it off the list, you know, and they don't see it as an opportunity to build towards something. And so the brick by brick philosophy helps you adopt this perspective that each and every workout, each and every time you make a decision, you know, that aligns with your fitness goals is an opportunity to add a brick to your wall. Okay. So you're building this brick wall, and each perspective or each workout, each decision you make is an opportunity to add a brick to your wall, right? And so today, you know, you add a brick to your wall because you went to the gym and intentionally trained. You add a brick to your wall because you ate a nutrient dense meal. You add a brick to your wall because you hit your protein goal. You add a brick to your wall because you hit your water goal, or you add a brick to your wall because you get a good night's sleep, right? And so after some time, you know, the decisions that you make combine and build this really solid brick wall. And so you're looking at it as if like, this is going to be something I'm going to be building towards the rest of my life. And as you do that, it just gets stronger and stronger over the course of time, you know? And then with this perspective, like the way you see the decisions you make now are opportunities to build towards something. It's not just an item to check off the list. It's an opportunity to build towards something. And so next, I just want to dive into a couple of big reasons of why this perspective is just essential and how it's going to change the way you see fitness. It's changed the way you see your workouts and the way you approach it for the rest of your life. So we talked about the brick wall philosophy. And the first reason I just want to revisit for a minute, because it's so important, is with this new perspective, you now see it as a progressive approach and not a cyclical approach, right? You see your fitness and your workouts and your health as a progressive approach and not a cyclical approach, right? With it being a progressive approach, you're always building towards something. You're always developing something. You're always working on something and you're building this brick wall, brick by brick over the course of time, which is what we were just talking about. The next big reason is that your brick wall, you have to understand this, that your brick wall is the result of a pattern of your decisions over the course of time, right? Your brick wall is the result of a pattern of your decisions over the course of time. So, you know, the more consistent you are with one decision, that's going to impact the stability of your brick wall, right? Whether it's, you know, I don't like using the word good or bad, but like off path decisions are obviously not going to lead to a giant, strong brick wall that you hope to get, right? But on path to your goals, like decisions that are on path to your goals, that's going to result in accomplishing your goals, building this strong brick wall. And so, having this perspective, it allows you to see the long game. In other words, you now have this understanding that one day isn't going to make or break you. Like we all have heard that before. One day is not going to make or break you, but it's easier said than done to kind of just, you know, really embody that. But this brick wall perspective allows you to do that. And it's even more important now to see the value of your decisions, even the small ones, the value of your decisions and the impact it has on your life or on your brick wall over the course of time. Right? Which leads into the third reason. It kind of works hand in hand in understanding that, like, you know, just as much time as it takes to build your brick wall, it takes to crumble it, right? Just as much time as it takes to build your brick wall, which takes time, it takes to crumble it, which takes time. And so another big problem that I see and one that I've, you know, dealt with myself is just the idea of perfectionism, being all or nothing, right? And, you know, people struggle so much with the fact of with the problem of, you know, the second they mess up or the moment they mess up or fall off track, it's the end of the world to them. Like they think they lose all progress and now they have no choice but to self-sabotage and beat themselves up, you know, for the rest of the week or the month and have to start again on Monday or start at the beginning of the month or the beginning of the year. Right. And so this, understanding this, you know, helps you realize that the most important part about this isn't perfection. It's resiliency. It's your ability to bounce back. It's not your ability to be perfect. It's your ability to bounce back. It doesn't matter that you messed up one day or one meal or one week. What matters is your ability to bounce back. So think about it over the course of time, right? You crush, you know, 2 days in a row and you mess up one, you crush 2 days in a row and you mess up one. Like that's, you're still going to build a solid wall with that. It might take some time, but that's still progress. That's still a progressive, you know, track that type of effort and just being consistent and adding bricks. Like you're going to build a solid brick wall. And you're also going to see the credit that you've built over the course of time. So when you know, over the course of time, after some time of being consistent, adding bricks, you're going to see the credit you've built over time. And so you're going to see when you have a bad day, that's still progress. That's still a progressive approach. And so after some time of being consistent and adding bricks, you know, you've got this solid brick wall and you're going to be able to see the credit that you've built over time. And so when you have a bad day or a bad week, or you go on vacation or tons of travel, you have this brick wall you've already built. You know, because of some setbacks, you might have to take away a brick or two, but the whole wall doesn't just crumble and fall to the ground, right? Like I said, where people go wrong is they crush a couple of days at a time, and then the weekend comes and they eat one meal that is quote unquote bad, and they think the whole wall crumbles to the ground. They got to start back at square one. That's the wrong perspective. The brick wall philosophy helps you see the long game and helps you understand the need isn't to be perfect. It's to be resilient. It's your ability to bounce back, because one decision, you know, might be off path to your goals and it might take away a brick, but you have many other opportunities, even in that next instant, you know, to make a decision that's on path to your goals and to add another brick. All right. So quick recap about this brick by brick, brick wall philosophy. I feel like there's four words that I've used, or two words that I've used a ton in this episode, and it's brick, wall, and philosophy. So sorry for being so repetitive, but quick recap, right? And how this shifts your perspective to see fitness a whole different way. And it's going to help set you up for success for the rest of your life, to set you up to see results for the rest of your life. So let's recap it really quick. One, this brick wall philosophy allows you to see your fitness as a progressive approach and not a cyclical approach. As a progressive approach, where you're always working towards something, and not a cyclical approach where you're just checking it off the list, right? The second reason is to help you understand that it's the result of your decisions over the course of time, that this philosophy forces you to focus on the long game, right? And then the third reason is, you know, to understand that just as much time as it takes to build a brick wall, it takes to crumble a brick wall. So the need is not to be perfect. It's to be resilient. All right. Now that you have this new perspective, everybody, go build your wall brick by brick. Thank you all so much for listening to the Live Limitless podcast. If you enjoyed this episode today, do us a favor and share with someone you think will benefit from it. And if you just want to show general support, you can do that by leaving us a 5-star rating if you believe it deserves it. Or you can leave us a review or any type of feedback in Apple Podcasts. We want to hear from you. Also, make sure to check out the show notes for more information, or to just see how you can keep up with me on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Go crush the week and live limitless.